Here it is, one of the most iconic, one of the most important, one of the most relevant heavy metal albums ever. The world was introduced to a man by the name of Bruce Dickinson as lead vocals. The band is Iron Maiden, the album is Number of the Beast, and what a ripper. I mean, this thing is the real deal. It all came from a nightmare, if you like, from Steve Harris, who decided to watch The Omen 3, The Final Conflict, had nightmares about it, and started writing music. Steve Harris, a key element in Iron Maiden, knew how to put a band together. By the way, this particular album was also Clive Burr, the drummer, his last album with Iron Maiden as well. Tidbit time. Bruce Dickinson still had a contract with the band Samson at the time, who he left to go to Iron Maiden. He kind of figured that they might be doing bigger and better things. He wasn't allowed to contribute legally in writing or to put anything together with the band. However, he contributed morally. And that's basically how he got away with participating with the band and this particular album so well. The biggest songs from this album, of course, is Number of the Beast and Run to the Hills. But the whole album is relentlessly fantastic in the world of heavy metal. And that's where the whole groundswell diverted. It kind of polarized and made people decide what side of the fence they were going to sit on. Was it going to be the pop thing with the... the strange looking skirts, or Come a Chameleon by Boy George, or was it going to be something like that, right? So it was kind of like an interesting look at the 80s. It gave the whole terminology demonic a new name. I mean, you know, 666, I mean, the Number of the Beast, and oh, you know. I mean, I think the lawyers of Iron Maiden spent more time in court than most other bands, even including What's-His-Face from Twisted Sister. I mean, it was just ironic, but it was a necessity. Freedom of speech, freedom to play the music that you wanted to. Of course, the realization was it was a show. It was creativity. They were artists, and it showed. But it really did get carried away. I mean, the right wing was doing album burnings. I mean, they were getting organized events together to do major protests against this band and the Number of the Beast that was just seen as so demonic. But it was so rebellious, so perfect in its culture. And let me explain that. A survey was released recently, and I will try to find the details of it and post it below. All those that listened to the heavy metal during the 80s, I mean the Iron Maidens, the Black Sabbath, and whoever you want to pick out of that, actually turned out more stable, more well-futured, an example of society than what most other cultures that followed the pop industry did. For example, if you followed Madonna, you were less likely by a certain percentage to do as well as those that were into, say, Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden, still touring. As recently as last year, we're doing a UK thing, I think, United States, they with Bruce Dickinson, who, by the way, flies an aircraft and flies the actual tour aircraft to and from wherever they need to go. He's a qualified pilot. I mean, you know, it's just a different world. It's a different world of where they come from, but quality plus, and kudos to them. Producer Martin Birch forced so many redos for Bruce Dickinson, and the scream from Number of the Beast when the song first starts. I mean, that actual scream that he did literally came from those 7 attempts at a sheer frustration. It sounded that way because he was asked to do it so many times. There's a lot of cool stories and little innuendo about this album and how it was put together. At the end of the day, it's rock solid. It's iconic. It's as important as any album you want to poke at the genre. Without a doubt, without this particular album, music definitely would have gone a different way for that genre right through the 80s and right up until now. A crucial album, Number of the Beast, Iron Maiden. If you've never heard it, buy it. One of the world's best rock albums ever. Time to go. I've got to go over to Smith Street. Got to be there by 8 o'clock. I'm the master of ceremonies. And dedicating a brand new pothole. Until next time.